This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Great to have you with me for Morning Devotions. On her Facebook page, writer and Christian evangelist Joyce Meyer once typed in these five words, "God's not mad with you." And the response was amazing. In a few hours, thousands of people had responded. It seemed she'd hit a nerve. Many people wanted to be sure that God was not mad with them. Why do people think that God's angry and mad with them? I'm not sure. I want to try and look at this fascinating topic. Do you feel that way? Well, you shouldn't, because the simple answer is that God loves you. He's not mad with you. But where does this question come from? Maybe you had a father who was difficult to please, or you might have had some bad experience at church. And if someone had an angry father, it's quite natural to view God as angry too. Hopefully you're one of those people who had an awesome dad. But for many people, that's not the case. One of our most urgent needs in life is to feel safe. But children who grow up with angry, absent or abusive fathers, they don't feel safe. They've got that feeling of impending doom or danger hanging over them most of the time. But God is not like people. If your father was absent, you need to know that God will never leave you. And this is the fact that God is not mad at you. He's mad about you, actually. He has this incredible love and compassion for you and me. It's a tender and powerful love that never gives up. So it seems that most people actually believe in God. But what kind of God? Where do they get their facts? Sunday school? Or what their friends say to them? Today, the Bible is hardly ever referred to, but it's quite a tangled subject. And people don't want to get this involved. If you dig a bit, you might discover that they think God has failed them or forsaken them or forgotten them. So they just assume that God's up there somewhere shaking his angry fist at them. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse 8, a wonderful description, "You are merciful, Lord. You are kind and patient and always loving." Now, the older translation of that verse says, "The Lord is slow to anger." And that declares that God is abounding in mercy and loving kindness. And that word abounding means to be present in large numbers or in great quantity. It's to be fully supplied or filled. So God's love is eternal, never runs out. He's not mad at me. He's not mad at you. In fact, if you read Romans 8:31 from the New Testament, it says that God's for us. He's not against us. And he loves us with an everlasting love. That's Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Now, sometimes our past experiences shape us in the way that we don't understand. Many of us might have had a sad upbringing. And that has affected everything around us, including our spirituality. And I've heard people say, "God would never accept me like I am. I'm a bad person." But if you read the Bible, take the time, you'll discover many people, men and women, who failed, who made big mistakes, and yet they maintained a wonderful relationship with God. Sometimes it was a bruised relationship, but God forgave them. He restored them. He picked up their broken pieces. Now, God doesn't approve of sin, but he loves the sinner. And so he works with us to achieve our own happiness and the inner contentment. So God doesn't want to punish us or do anything that would bring us harm and suffering. He created our world for goodness and peace, and he wants people to experience that joy of harmony with him. And that theme actually comes out of the Bible, the pages of the Bible, again and again. So God is not out there to get you. And I like the Psalms, because Psalm 103, verse 8 to 11, says, "The Lord is merciful, he's kind, patient, and his love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship him, greater than the distance between heaven and earth." There it is. So when we discover that God is our friend, our life is changed. It's never the same again. Jesus came to be our Saviour, and as God's Son, he showed us what God is like. Well, dear God, hate seems such a strong negative word. It's caused so much damage and destruction. I don't want ever, Lord, to be a hateful person. Instead, Lord, fill my life with your love and grace. And help me to be reminded that you're not a God who is mad at me. You love me, and I need that message today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.